and see at least a PO of what the
Hello there, this is Darrell Blackwell.
Good morning, sir. Would you again state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Oh, ADC number 147806.
And your name again, sir?
Darrell Blackwell.
Good morning, sir. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Committee for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
I don't really recall it, but I know what happened when I was on parole and,
Okay, well, that was the piece of paper that you signed indicating that hearing would be held today. That's the one that we're talking about.
Okay, yeah, it's all get out soon, you know.
Okay.
It's been released soon. I did sign a paper, yes.
Okay, and on there it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. You cannot see us this morning because we're doing this by phone, but there are three board members participating in the hearing today. They are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead. We also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby will be representing your parole officer as well as the Department of Corrections.
So the parole officer will be there too?
No, sir. Your parole officer will not be there, but Mr. Westby will be representing him.
Okay, okay.
Yes, sir. And Mr. Blackwell and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth? Nothing but the truth will help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
And you? Thank you. As indicated, Mr. Blackwell, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them, and as I read them, please tell me whether they're true or false. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision 14A, as demonstrated by your failure to charge the tracking device in an electrical outlet for at least 2 hours each day. That you're responsible for ensuring that the tracking device remains charged on about July 13, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, sir. The second one reads quite similar, but I will read it because I think some of the dates might be different. You're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision 14A as demonstrated by your failure to charge the tracking device in an electrical outlet for at least 2 hours each day, and that you would be responsible for ensuring that the tracking device remain charged on about July 14, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Blackwell, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing. Phase two is a very important part of your hearing because at the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. Once we get this information, then we're going to come back and speak with you, sir. So at this time, the Honorable Mr. Westby, would you give us some background information?
Yes, sir. On July 12, 2018, Mr. Blackwell was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 15, 2018 by ADC staff in the Electronic Monitoring Unit. There were no charges. He was back in DOC custody on July 15, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of October 13, 2018, 0 scan days. Current conviction, 2018, failure to register as a sex offender, 2 years. He has prior convictions in 1999, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2011, indecent exposure, 2 counts, each for 1 year. 2014, indecent exposure, 1 year, 2 months. This is his fourth term in DOC. CUIR score is 3-1. Mental health score is 3 with SMI noted. Substance abuse score is 1. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2000, TIS release completion, 2 months. 2012, TIS release completion, 1 month. 2014, TIS release completion, 2 months. These disciplinary violations are minimal with violence noted. Other arrests, 1990, arson of structure or property, California, disposition unknown. 1991, burglary, California, disposition unknown. 1992, indecent exposure, California, disposition unknown. Screening risk score is a G1, V1. He is a level 3 sex offender, registerable, notifiable, SVP reviewable. The victims were 6, 8, 10, 12-year-old male and females, but DCAC was not cited.
Great. Thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Blackwell, we're back to you. It seems that information that we have, when you were released, you were to be placed, I guess you were homeless when you were released, am I correct, sir?
That's true.
And you were over there at 16th Street and Buckeye at that time, and that...
No, that's not true that I know of, unless that was where the parole office was.
Yeah, well, the parole office was down 16th, and I think that in the night, there were one of the streets close by is Buckeye, yes, sir. So that's where you were. You were there with the parole office, or near the parole office, am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
And so you could charge your battery there, and you could go there. Daily to get water and to use the restroom and
charge
your battery. So that's what you were doing then. Am I correct, sir?
I ain't got lucky then the last time. I did get money and things. People offered me money. And they would see me picking trash But I didn't bum no money off nobody or anything like that. I know that's against the rules, you know.
Well, okay.
But I was bending the rules a little, just like, well, I'll take trash early in the morning, maybe, and not try not to have to hang out too much. I was staying at the bus station, sitting at the bus bench a lot.
Okay, sir. So we're glad to know that. Okay, sir. Now, did you have a job? Did you find any employment? You went out that long, but did you find any employment at all, sir?
No, not at that time I didn't.
Okay,
but
sir.
I'll consider working if I can get a job.
Okay, sir.
I could be a janitor, cleanup guy or something, or a dishwasher, but not for a jailer, for sure.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm sure somewhere along the way you will... You found some employment at some point, sir. I'm sure that you will. So that in terms of your program, did you drink any alcohol or did you use any drugs while you were out, sir?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I did really great. I didn't at all.
Oh, so you stayed clean while you were out. Well, I couldn't believe
that. I sure did.
Okay, sir. So what happened in terms of that GPS? Why didn't you plug it in, sir? You were there, as you said, you were there at the...
Because the weather was really hot outside then, and I blew my feet, and my foot was in pain, where the thermometer thing was wrong.
Oh.
And both my feet were blowy because I didn't have socks on my feet. You know, I kind of asked temporary. And so I didn't even plug it in, even though I could have, you know. But I didn't want to because I didn't want my foot to pop open or whatever, you know, because of my ankle.
No, you wouldn't want your foot to pop open either.
I was in pain. That's why I didn't do it. That was from the thermometer thing.
You mentioned socks, but did you have any shoes on your feet, sir?
Yeah, I did. They did give me sneakers. I was in my blues, you know, with blue jeans, a blue shirt, and blue sneakers.
Okay. Well, let me ask you another question, sir, before we move on. I do take note that regardless of what we do, if we don't let you out today, you're going to get out next month at any rate, October the 13th of next month. So what are your plans, sir, when you get out? Whether we let you out now, whether you get out a little more than a month from now? What do you plan to do, sir? Where do you plan to go, sir?
I don't know, but whatever happens, wherever they take me, all I know is I'm going to try to stay out of trouble, you know, and that's what I did. I did stay out of trouble with other things, you know.
Yes, sir. I know that in 2000, as well as 2012 and 2014, you completed your parole, but this time, for some reason, you did not. But I would hope, you know, that you'll give some thought, sir, to what you want to do when you get out, because, you know, you just can't be out on the streets all the time. You got to find something to do, somewhere to go do. Where are you from? Are you from Arizona, sir?
No, I'm from Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
You're from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, city of brother-in-law.
Right, that's correct.
Yes, sir. So how long have you been out here in Arizona?
About 27 years. In Yuma, that's where I was living.
Okay, so when you get out, sir, whether to, as a result of what we do next March, so do you plan to stay in Phoenix, or do you plan to go back to Yuma, or go to Pennsylvania? What do you
plan? I plan on going back to Yuma when I can. I'm up at Oral Food and Hygiene Hospital, and I'll get a ride from my case manager. Make a phone call.
Okay, sir. Well, this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you. So let's see if there are any further questions for you, sir.
All right.
Don't see any further questions for you at this time, sir. However, we're moving towards the end of your hearing. We do want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board. Anything that you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
No. I'm just going to remain silent.
Okay, sir.
Except that I'm a good kid deep down inside, and I'm not a hater, you know. And
sure.
I quit doing drugs for a really long time. I've been so locked up so long, you know.
Yes, sir.
But at Meadows, I was smoking a lot of tobacco. I like tobacco.
Yes, sir.
And police are afraid of them. I like them as a both, you know. I respect the law, you know. It's just that something happened one time. I didn't want to. I only had one pair of pants in Yuma, and what happened was I was trying to save my clothing, and I didn't see it the way they saw it. Now I know to do my pants if I actually.
Yes, sir. Make sure you do that.
Let me ask you on the fire of the curve, you know?
Before we go into discussion, let me ask you another question. Are you on any type of medication there, sir?
I was on Haldol and Depakote, and the other thing is, Cogentin.
Have they put you on any since you've been back, sir?
No, I was in the SRM for that. Maybe they can transfer or something.
Okay.
If I get out.
I was just curious because that was just something I'd take note that you're SRM.
I'm on medication, but it's not strong doses. I don't feel like that I'm dependent on those meds, you know?
Okay, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And once we complete this discussion, we will make a determination what your immediate future will be, sir. So just hold on to the phone. Don't hang up. But please be quiet. The board is now in discussion. I find that Mr. Blackwell has a situation. We know why he ended up returning to DOC. He just did not keep his GPS plugged in, and he was afraid, according to him, that his feet might just blew up because the sun was so hot out there. And I guess those were the days when it must have been, that was July 13 and 14. Maybe the days were pretty warm, but I haven't heard, and I may be in error here. I never heard the one blowing up so far, but that was his belief, so I'm not going to challenge his belief. That's what he thought was going to happen. So as a result of that, he returned to DOC, and that's why we're talking with him this morning. I do want to commend him for not getting into any trouble while he was out, and commend him for not, according to him, for not using any alcohol or drugs. That is a plus. However, I do feel that it would be in his best interest to remain at DOC because he is scheduled for release on October 13th of this year, which is a month and less than 2 weeks from now. He will be getting out. And I would hope that he would work with his CO3 and with the health people so that he can find somewhere to go when he gets out, because I believe, and I'm not a medical person, I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist, I think he's going to need some help when he gets out, and I would hope that he could get some help so that he would have a plan when he gets out, and so that he won't end up being incarcerated again, and he can get the necessary medication and that will help him to stay on the right track. In other words, I'm not in favor at this time, and as much as he will be getting out in October, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members.
Agreed.
Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion, it will be to revoke his community supervision in as much as he did violate the policy by not keeping his GPS plugged in, and therefore, I'm moving to revoke community supervision, and that is my motion.
Second.